How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I have Dionne Warwick on my show, so I'm a happy guy.
That's a good thing.
You know, Dionne Warwick is the second only to Aretha Franklin as the most charted female vocalist of all time. 69 of Dionne's singles made the Billboard 100 between 1962 and 1998. It's unbelievable. What a successful career you've had, and it continues as we speak.
I've been truly blessed, I must say that. I really have, and I have to say thank you to all those who have supported this career for these past 53 years.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who have, because you've sold quite a few records.
Yes, I have.
And, of course, I shouldn't even be saying records, because records don't exist anymore, right? It's CDs now, right?
Well, I have still have my collection.
Yeah. CDs now are the ones that count, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Now, you have a brand new CD, and it's called Feel So Good, and unfortunately, I didn't get it, but I did get a chance to listen to it online, though, and it's fantastic. I love this.
Wonderful. Well, you'll get a copy, that's for sure.
Now, you have in here some of the famous songs that you've made and other people have made, but with other folks singing with you, like Ziggy Marley on Raindrops Falling on My Head. I love that, and Close to You with Maya, and Cyndi Lauper joining you for Message to Michael. Where did you come up with the idea of doing this, and how did you decide who to invite on the record with you?
Well, actually, that was my son's idea, who produced the CD, Damon Elliott. He came to me with this project. He said, Mommy, I think I have a good idea for you to do. And as it turns out, it was a wonderful idea. And he made some calls to people and asked them simply, would you like to do a duet with my mother? And they all said yes, which was very nice to hear. And then he asked them each to choose their favorite song, and that would be the song that we would be doing as a duet. And that's how it all happened.
Wow, it's great. I love the selection of people. I mean, you can't get much more different than you know, Cyndi Lauper and Ziggy Marley or Jamie Foxx, and you know, Gladys Knight is on there, and and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
You know, wow.
And you know what's so wonderful as well, I look at this also as almost a family affair, because not only did Damon produce the CD and made this project happen the way it did, my eldest son David is also doing a duet with me, as well as his daughter, my grandchild, Cheyenne Elliott.
Wow.
So it is a family affair.
I guess it is. I didn't realize that Cheyenne Elliott, who does Let There Be Love with you, is your... Wow.
My grandmother.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, David's daughter.
That's a wonderful thing when you have a little family there.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your career, since this is the first time I've got to talk with you. You were born in New Jersey. How did you end up getting into this? Was it through the gospel means that you broke into music?
Well, actually, my mother has always said I came out singing. So, and I come from a singing family, so... As the old saying goes, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. And I progressed not only in gospel music, but also doing background singing on different recording artists' recordings and demonstration records. And one thing led to another, and I received a recording contract with Scepter Records. And was very, very fortunate in that it was the beginning of the careers of Backrack and David. And we became the triangle marriage that worked.
Well, did it work? I mean, Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote so many songs, and you took most of them to the top of the charts. So what an incredible collaboration that was. Were you close with them for a long time? Or?
Oh, yeah, still am.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, Hal is no longer with us, but he is in our heart.
Mm.
And, of course, Burt and I still stay in touch with each other.
Now, obviously you're still recording, but is Burt still sending music to your way, or is that kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a beautiful Christmas song that will be out during the Christmas holidays that he sent to me.
What's the name of that one?
This Christmas.
Oh, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because I guess when people think of you, they think of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, because it's kind of like you're all lumped together there with the music.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you when you first broke into the thing and your first musical songs became hits? How did it change your life?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the travel alone, you know, is enormous. I was traveling the entire world. And, of course, the performances with some of the greatest icons of our industry. You know, I was truly blessed to have an entree to working with people like Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra and Lena Horne and Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, Sarah Vaughan, the list goes on and on. You know, those are the shoulders that I stood upon. And they were my mentors, and I felt so truly blessed to have had them that much interest in me.
Mm. You mentioned your family, and for folks out there who don't know, your mom and your aunts and uncles were all part of a group called the Drinkard Singers. Mm-hmm. They were RCA recording artists and pretty well known.
Yes, they were. In fact, they were renowned. I love saying that word. Yes, they were the first black gospel group to record for RCA. And the title of that CD, well, they put it out in CD finally, was called The Joyful Noise. And that's exactly what they always made.
It's interesting. I guess that at one point Elvis Presley wanted them to join his touring entourage.
Right. Well, he had my Aunt Sissy and the Sweet Inspirations on tour with him. So it was part of the Drinkard Singers, yes.
Right. Isn't that interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always find this amazing. And the other thing that folks reminded me of, and I had completely forgot about it because I've always focused on your musical career, but you actually had quite a career in terms of TV and movies and things like that as well.
Yeah, you know, I hosted Solid Gold for 4 seasons. It was wonderful to do. I had my other TV show, Dion and Friends. I did quite a few guest appearances on television series that were very popular at the time, and they're now in reruns on a lot of the cable stations.
I remember, actually, your appearance on a show called Switch.
Yep.
You played someone named Sherry, and that was a character that carried over a couple of different seasons.
Uh-huh. It was, you know, I tend to sometimes forget the kind of work that I've done in TV as well as film.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here.
You disappeared there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So you mentioned about the TV, and we were talking a little bit about some of the other things you did, too. Now, mm-hmm. You also, of course, were part of the tribute to Burt Bacharach and Hal David. But I actually remember another thing you were on, too. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was a country. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah. And that's playing. I get more calls over the past few months. I just watched you on Texas Ranger. You did again, you know, which is wonderful. You know, that apparently they thought that my segment was well enough to play over and over again.
Now, do you still get checks for some of these TV and movies?
Oh, yeah, 2013 cent every now and then.
Yeah, kind of fun, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, you mentioned that your grandchildren are participating in the CD. Are most of the people in your family musically inclined?
You know, yes, it is wonderful to know that, first of all, they have an interest in music, which is something I certainly hope carries through the rest of their lives. I couldn't imagine a world without music. And they're showing quite a potential, yes.
Yeah, I just always think of things when I hear about that is that, you know, when you have a mother or a grandmother, Dionne Warwick, who's a legend, it's kind of tough to live up to that legend.
Well, fortunately, they know that they have to hone their craft, and it doesn't come easy. They've been on the road with me, and they see what I do, and they see what I go through in order to make a show happen for people to enjoy. So it's not like it's going to be handed to them on a silver platter. They're going to earn it.
Yeah, well, and they're working on it, too. But it's kind of tough. I remember speaking with Frank Sinatra, Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you ever heard him sing. He's really a very talented guy.
Yes, he is.
But, you know, when you have your father, Frank Sinatra, it's very tough to be in that field, you know?
Well, you also have to understand. understand the one thing I've told Cheyenne and anyone else in the family that decides that they want to do this, always remember who you are. You can't be someone else. Mm. And that is the mantra. You know, this is who I am. I can't be Dionne Warwick. I can be Cheyenne Elliott. And that is working for her.
Mm. Out of all the songs you've ever done, my favorite is actually That's What Friends Were For.
Mm-hmm.
Which was actually, I think, a charity event. Wasn't that a charity record?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And it still is. You know, still to this very day, anyone that either downloads it or purchases it in store or however they seem to get it, every dime still goes to AMFAR.
What did you think of that when you heard the final results?
Oh, well, it was brilliant. You know, my dream was to record that particular song with friends of mine, and they all complied, and when we were asked to give it as the trademark song for the AIDS situation, without a doubt, we felt that we had all lost someone to it vicariously through someone else or someone that we knew. It was a no-brainer, without a doubt. We said, of course, there you go.
Do you have any idea how much that's raised at this point?
Well, at this very moment, I couldn't give you a number, but I can tell you that with the reason that AMFAR exists today, for the first 2.5 years of their existence, we were the ones that funded it through our music.
Wow. That's a nice thing to... That's more rewarding than a Grammy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know it is. It's being able to aid and abet someone who is willing to try to find a cure for a disease that is devastating.
Yeah. I have a list of all the awards you've got, but I don't have enough time to actually read half of them. You must have quite a big trophy case in your house.
I do. Well, it's kind of spread out between my home and my children's homes. You know, they cherish a few of the things that I've gotten, which is wonderful. Mm. So, you know, I kind of have it all over the place. Anytime I go visit somebody, I see something of mine. It's just nice to see.
And, of course, your niece, Whitney Houston, was one of the more talented singers that have ever lived as well.
Whitney was my cousin, not my niece.
Okay, cousin, yeah.
Yes, and she certainly was, and still revered as such.
Absolutely. Well, I want to just remind folks that the new CD is available. And, in fact, it can be downloaded right now on iTunes. It's called Feel So Good, and it's all duets, and you won't believe it. I was listening to it online, and I can't wait for my copy to play in my car. It's mm-hmm. fantastic. And it was a pleasure meeting you, Dionne.
And you as well.
Take care.
I will. You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.